Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is one of your hosts. His name is Kevin.
That is the other one of your hosts, and his name is Ben.
Your third chair, who you probably can't really hear, but who is snoring in the background, that's Shira.
Shira's still here, hanging out.
Still hanging out. She's like 8-ish years old. She's like a dachshund, bulldog, French bulldog, some other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mix. She's got the Frenchy ears, but she does have a dachshund body. Weird.
That's what we always say, that she is.
I mean, definitely the ears are definitely French bulldog.
She's unique. She's a unique creature.
Huh.
And she's here with us, as every week, snoring in the background. All right. Well, what we do on this show is in four parts. I'll let you take the first part.
Yeah. The first part is a performance review.
That's where we look back on all the things that we did two episodes ago, all the grief that the laws gave us, and then we try to better ourselves.
Usually it's pretty beneficial.
Yeah, it's been good. Last week, nary a peep. I mean, a small comment about my hands, but that's it.
Ben's hands. Hashtag Ben's hands.
The thing that we do after that is the heart of the show. It's the part of the show. All I'm saying is part of the show a lot. It's a segment where we pluck one question from the ether and we answer it using the tarot. And the way that we do that, well, it's quite simple because there are a lot of different tarot spreads, many of them quite difficult, time-consuming, bad for audio. So what we do is we draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome. That was a really good one.
Yeah.
Very clean, very crisp, no stumbling.
Two in a row. Book it. There it is.
So that's what we do at the heart, at the center, the gooey center of the show is that.
Crack it open. It's like when you get like a box of chocolates and you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And you open it, it's like, coconut. Sometimes I like coconut, sometimes I don't, but, you know, it's there.
It's there. It's what it is. You can't stop it.
Anyway, that's the coconut of the show.
Yeah. Moving to the other side, out of the chocolate piece.
We have the other part of the show, and that's a part of the show where we have the card of the week.
Yeah. And then after that, you put the top back on the box, you put the box away, you save another chocolate piece for next week. That's the outro.
Yeah, and then after the outro, you're kind of like, oh, my tummy's hurts, but I still want more. So we give you a little snippet of what's more, but not a whole thing.
Not
it's like
lot.
Maybe just like picking up the shards of chocolate that are left like on the side.
Yep.
Yep.
And then you go on about your week thinking about the chocolate that you ate, and then eventually you come back to it next week.
The Whitman sampler, all wrapped up into one.
Let's do the show.
I love that. Was a good bit.
That was really good.
We do need to jump into the performance review, though, to keep this thing rolling. So let's... And then it goes, bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be.
Cha-da-hee. All right, we're in the performance review, and we have a helpful fact, and then another helpful fact. But of different kinds, different genres of helpful facts. To set the scene a bit, two episodes ago, you were drinking, as you are today, out of your 40-gallon hydro flask.
Holy,
not 40 gallons.
Holy sh! I mean, yeah. Holy shoot.
40 gallons.
It's the way that drum that I... It's a wheelbarrow. It's just a drum that I pull into this bag. I have a metal straw because I love the environment, obviously. Yeah.
And you're drinking out of a 40-gallon. That's like a pool.
It's a drum. It is literally like a drum.
All right, it's a 40-ounce water bottle that you drink out of.
Yep.
Right now, there it is. You're holding it. And then you said you drink three of those, or you try to drink three of those in a day, and then that's approximately a gallon of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you were very close.
Yeah.
Christina in the Facebook group said that actually it's 128 ounces in a gallon of water, so you need to drink one more small cup of water to make it.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm on number two. It is full right now, but I worked out this morning, so like I drank a full one when I work out, and I have this one. And then like there are other parts in the day where I'm drinking water, and I count, like, if I have a protein shake in the morning.
Yeah, that's water.
That's water. Liquid. And then, like, with dinner, I'll have a glass of water, usually.
Not from the water bottle, from a cup?
From a cup. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit there with that.
I do.
So I'm at, like, 128.
All right. So you make it. Now, if you're listening from basically anywhere else in the world and you're like, what's a gallon? It turns out that a gallon is 3.785 liters, if that means anything to you. It doesn't to me, but...
Yeah, I'm going to stick with gallon.
I'm going to stick with gallon because that's what we know. But if you're literally anywhere but the U.S., that's how many liters we're talking about.
Right.
Close to 4 liters.
I wonder, like, you know how it's a lot of people say that, like, the gallon is what you're supposed to drink? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you should drink a gallon of water a day. And that's obviously what I adhere to or try to. Like... What do they say in Canada? You should drink 3.75 liters.
Maybe they just rounded up to 4 liters. Or like probably. Drink 4 liters of water.
Yeah.
All right. So that was point one from the performance review. Second point from the performance review, we had the strength card somewhere in there. I think it was the card of the week. And we were talking about the infinity symbol, which does appear on a couple cards. Despite doing this for almost 3 years, I have no idea what the infinity symbol means. Maggie has helpfully pointed out that the infinity symbol represents infinite potential and wisdom. This was in the context of the strength card, but I assume that's the same for like the magician where it also appears.
Yeah.
Infinite potential and wisdom.
Good to know. Good to put in my back pocket.
That's a good fact to put in your back pocket. The gallon thing was a different genre of good fact that we needed to know.
Right. I'm glad that we know it now.
I'm glad that the gallon fact provided like 3 minutes of discussion, and the infinity symbol thing, which is very relevant to what we do here. We're just like, okay, good.
Okay, cool.
Moving on.
It shows where our head's at.
Yep.
Well, that's the performance review. Bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be.
Should we go into the Queerance Corner where we have more announcements, more news?
I think so.
About amateur tarot, the amateur tarot family.
Yeah, let's jump in there.
Okay. This All week, right. I'm going to set it up like this.
Oh, yeah. Like set, like a volleyball. Yeah, like a
volleyball or whatever.
Yep.
So this week, our question comes to us from Kevin from St. Louis. And if you're thinking like, Kevin, like the podcast says Kevin? Yeah, that Kevin.
Yep, me.
It's our Kevin. He has some news and a question. So I'm just going to turn it over to you.
All right. So, as many of you know, as I've alluded to before, I have been looking for jobs, and
none of you hired him, which is kind of rude.
Yeah, thanks. No one reached out. Yeah. Let me check your resume. No, I'm kidding. You're fine.
You didn't want your stupid job.
Yeah, I did get a job. I got a new job outside of retail, so my time is going to be a little bit better.
Good.
Yeah, bigger and better things, kind of more in line with what I want to be doing. I'm still here in St. Louis. Which is good, so I'm still going to be able to stay on this podcast. Oh my gosh,
if I had to find a new host because you got a job in like D.C. or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd call Adam.
I would have remote done it.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's here and it's right down the road actually from where we record, so.
I like the idea of you doing it remotely and like I would probably just have you take that microphone with you because I don't use it for anything else. But it's also not mine to give away.
Yeah.
So I love the idea of like Brian coming to me in 6 months and asking for the microphones back. And then I have to tell him that, well, here's one from me, but Kevin's got one in D.C. And I don't know. We'll get it back somehow.
Yeah. I feel like he'd be okay with that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So you got a new job. And so your question is?
I don't know if it's really much of a question. I think we should just do like a...
Do the reading.
Do a reading as for how it's going to go. So when... This is, so last week's episode was my first day.
Yeah.
Right.
But you listened to that on the way.
I did probably listen to it. Yeah. On the way in there. But Brian's news was way better than this news. So we're doing this. I've been in there a week.
How's it going?
I'd imagine it's going good. It's a week of training. Mm. So I would think that it's probably, I'll probably, you know, have to do something in the afternoons to like kind of get tired again because I don't have like a normal sleep schedule, right? Because I work weird hours and all over the place. So some days I'm up to like midnight. Other days I'm going to bed at 10:30 or 9.
Okay.
You know, so I think that's going to be something that I'm having to struggle to get used to.
Okay.
Definitely not waking up early. You know, I think the earliest that I wake up is like 7:30.
Okay.
Now I have to wake up at like 6.
Oh, okay. So you got to wake up earlier.
Yeah.
All right, but you're probably like doing the training and you're ready to like move on to the meat of the job.
Yeah, it's 3 months of training, but yeah, definitely ready to move on to the meat of the job.
You have a lot of training to do that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Let's see what the cards have in store.
The year tick shuffle.
There it is. Into the past. Flip. The Ace of Pentacles, one of your favorites.
I think my favorite by design. So yeah, it's a cloud hand thing with a pentacle in their hand over a garden. It's the Ace of Pentacles.
What can you say? I mean, the Ace of Pentacles, it's a new beginning, a new financial opportunity. Done.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is there to say?
Right, and it's in the past, so when this is like, I guess doing this reading, I've already
secured the job.
I've already secured the job, and I've already had my last day at my old job. So, yeah, like that's already happened.
So, new beginnings.
New beginnings.
Present. Flip. The Page of Wands.
See, here's this damn page again. Page.
The cards are trying to tell you something.
Yeah. So, Page of Wands. Remind me again of what wands
passion.
Are. Passion. Fire. And the Page of Wands is standing with his wand in like a desert type area. He's got his cloak on and his hat, and he's looking forward. The Page of Wands in the present is like this. A page is like rearing and ready to go.
Yep.
Right. But he's not 100% ready.
Yeah. I think this is perfect.
I mean, you don't really want to hear it,
but it's perfect of like,
yeah.
You're doing the training. You're excited. You want to get into the meat of the job, just like we said, but you're not quite ready yet. You're just starting out on your journey. I mean, pages and aces are really similar because it's about a new beginning, starting a journey, growth.
Yeah. And I'm eager to get into like doing it, but it's not. But I also, so looking at that card too.
Mm-hmm. This is why it's so good to do a reading when like when the person here. Is here.
I know.
And you can talk to them.
And I think like, you know, so we have like our side stuff that we do like with the improv and comedy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's more of like my passion.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like, I've never thought about it as a way to like actually, I don't know, take it like 100% seriously. Mm-hmm. And like make it a career, which I never would, but like take it more seriously, I guess, than what I do now.
Okay.
So I'm also like thinking about it that way, where it's like the Ace of Pentacles is like, yeah, you're taking this job because it's like the right thing to do. And like, I'm probably going to be good at it. So looking at it in terms of the job, these make sense, but also in terms of like following passion projects more fully, it's an interesting way to look at it.
Okay. Do you think that maybe the Ace of Pentacles is the new job, which is giving you sort of like the financial security and the more consistent schedule that's going to allow you to take those like passion projects to the next level if
yes.
you want to? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So maybe that's what the Ace of Wands could be either of those things, the job itself or you sort of on this growth with the things that you are really passionate about.
Yeah, the Page of Wands.
What did I say?
The Ace of Wands.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's both, in both ways, it's a good card.
Mm-hmm.
Both ways to look at it.
Here we go into the future. Flip. Another wand. This time the king.
Aw, yeah.
You've done it. I mean, it's not a knight, but it's a king.
Yeah. So the King of Wands with his little salamander at the bottom of his feet sitting on the throne with his wand looking out. Looking very just like he's got it. He did it. He's done the thing. He's the king of his passions.
Yeah, it's like in Pokemon, like the evolution. This is
yeah.
like the final evolved form of the Page of Wands.
Wow. That's a good card to get like after the Page of Wands.
Yeah, because it shows this successful transformation in the future of going from somebody who's at the start of their journey, doesn't know that much, isn't experienced, to becoming someone who is a leader, who's an expert. The Page of Wands, especially as somebody who is passionate about things, he's charismatic, and that is like infectious, and that inspires people to also want to be like him and follow him.
I think that describes me very well.
I think so.
But it'll be interesting over time to see whether, you know, what if I'm super successful at the job and like become like the man there, or
yeah.
if like, I don't know, something happens on the passion side of things that like takes off, like Lizzo starts following us or something.
Yeah, exactly. To be determined, I guess.
Yeah. That's cool.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Now we're out.
Yeah, thanks to me.
Thank you, Kevin, for bringing us your question and letting us do a reading for you.
No problem. You're welcome.
And now it's time to do the next part of the show. It's time that we're out of the Coconut Center and we are moving into sort of the walls of chocolate on the other side.
Yep, the back wall.
We're already more than halfway done. Mm-hmm. So savor it. You know, don't, let's not rush through it.
Yep, just take your time.
Maybe slow this podcast down to one half speed.
I've never done that before. I bet we sound weird.
I never have either. I do normally listen to it on, well, when I'm editing it, I obviously listen to it on the normal speed. But when I'm listening to it again on Monday, it's at 1.5 speed.
Oh, really?
We sound pretty good. Jokes hit a little bit harder.
There's better timing that way.
Yeah.
We should make it so that our timing is based off the 1.5 speed.
Okay.
Or what if we talk really fast at one point and then it would sound really weird on the 1.5 or 2 speed?
Good.
I'm interested to see how that turns out.
Let's find out. We'll find out when you listen to it on your podcast player.
Boom.
Card of the week.
So, as Ben ear particularly shuffles. No, I'm sorry. This is a real shuffle.
This is a real shuffle.
Yeah, because we just did. Yeah, so he's going to be shuffling for a minute. I think it's.
Are people into that? Are people into the shuffling noise?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, it's a nice noise.
Should we just do an all ASMR version of this where we're just doing different sounds like Shira snoring into the microphone and shuffling?
Shira has now moved out of her bed and is just lying on her side on the floor now.
This is a very strange mood. Move and yeah. Mood. But this is the card of the week is for everybody, not just me as the querent. It's kind of going to dictate how your week is going to go. Oh, we should have looked back at cards of the week. That's too late now. Because they had a job last week.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Well, what the card of the week last week was the Queen of Pentacles.
No, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Strength, I think.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But I think it was strength, which is why we were talking about the infinity symbol.
Yeah.
Mind over matter.
Maybe that's why I got the job.
Maybe. All right. As you're saying, though, this is for everyone. It's for Shira. It's for aliens. It's for lols. It's for non-lols.
It's for the people that you're walking past on the street, so...
Shout out.
Unplug.
Unplug. Stop them. Pause them as they're walking by you and say, wait, wait, wait. It's time for card of the week.
Be careful, but this card is for you.
Yeah.
Do you mind jumping in my portable shower that I have?
Cleaning off. Make sure, though, that you're following all local laws. And you're not doing anything illegal.
Or morally questionable. Let's add that in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nothing illegal or morally questionable.
And then you should be covered.
And then you're good. Just say, for entertainment purposes only. It's worked for us.
It's worked for us so far.
Until Lizzo puts this on blast.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Flip it.
Flip. Okay, the Seven of Wands. This is
a very wand-heavy.
A wand-heavy episode, yeah. A wand-heavy show.
The Seven of Wands is a gentleman standing atop. He looks like he's trying to reenact the that picture from Iwo Jima.
Yeah, okay, put up the flag.
Planting the flag in the ground. And there's so he has a wand in his hand that he's looks like he's trying to plant, and there's six more kind of on the ground. Looking at this now, he looks like he's in some sort of a struggle, like he's trying to fight off these other wands.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
So that is what he's doing?
Yeah. While you were describing it, I was sort of zoning out because I was thinking back to earlier this morning when Julia was cleaning some things up in the house before she lit the candle. I don't quite remember what she was saying, but she was like, 4, 5, 6, pick up wands because they're sticks. And then I didn't really hear it. And she's like, that was really funny. And I was like, I didn't hear
that
it.
That is really funny.
And so
funny.
Then she repeated it so that I could.
Julia, that was a good joke earlier. You're welcome.
Do you know what we're talking about? Whatever you said, 4, 5, 6, pick up wands.
I laughed.
What'd you say? That was it.
That's better.
10:46. It's 10:46. Pick up your wands, is what she said. And what? Okay. 10:46. Pick up wands. Do you need to come in here and do it? I wish they could hear what she said.
Yeah. Julia is bashing Ben right now for his terrible delivery, which I would have to agree.
I said, it's 10:46. Pick up your wands.
Much better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's what happens when you try to give a compliment.
Yeah, that happens.
But
we have the Seven of Wands, don't forget, and Alan is going to tell us everything we need to know about it.
Sorry, I wasn't actually...
I could tell you, but not in as much rich detail as Alan.
Let's
The fighting see. Thing was right, though. The, like, defending thing.
All right, Seven of Wands. Valor is the primary principle, according to Alan. A strong figure is able to defend himself against all odds. He is able to beat back his opposition as Six of the Wands are retreating from the mountaintop where the young man has held his ground. There are a number of very positive creative possibilities just waiting to be undertaken if the querent has enough courage and foresight. There are times in life when the obstacles in our path are placed there just to enhance our ability to use our talents wisely. This is one such time. Success in the achievement of personal goals are available. The querent has confronted all opposition correctly. Enemies and difficult forces retreat, and there is victory ahead.
I just, like, in the last couple of weeks, I've really started to warm to Alan.
Yeah, it's the perfect length.
It's a perfect length. I feel like he describes it very well. He always leaves it. Are you done?
Yeah.
At the end? Okay. He always leaves us with a little, you know, he doesn't just describe what's happening. He's like, here's what this means for you.
Right.
It's perfect.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
I wonder, I'll look it up after the show and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. So that's the Seven of Wands. Like, there might be some obstacles in front of you this week, but they've been put there to allow you to overcome them and deploy your talents, kick butt, and be successful.
You got it. You got it this week. This is your week. And I like thinking about this too, as because we were talking about when the card of the week last week, like when it applies to you.
Right.
And now I'm liking that, like, we get two cards for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you get to use, because now we've heard this one. We know it. So right. You get to use it now for this week.
And right. And when we're recording this, like, I haven't started my new job yet.
But you're about to.
But I'm about to. So this Valor is going to be really killer.
Yeah. So there might be some obstacles, but you're going to overcome them and kick butt.
Yeah. Like staying awake.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't tell them that I have a podcast and they're going to listen.
Yeah. This is it. We're putting the box of chocolates away.
Yeah. We're folding up the box.
We're putting the bow back on it.
Ooh, yours has a bow?
Yeah.
Mine just has the box.
Okay, mine has a little bow on
it. Came wrapped in cellophane, and the cellophane's all, like, loud and stuff, so I put it in the recycling.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I think I just threw it away.
Okay. But anyway, we're putting the box away. We've had our chocolate. We've enjoyed it. And we're just reflecting on the good times that we had here in the office, in the green office. Thank you this week to our questionnaire, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Never has a law said you're welcome before when we answer that question. I guess Adam did.
Yeah, he did. He called in and said thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much to everybody else who's joined us this week. And now a moment of silence for those laws that we may have lost along the way. In the arms of
I can't wait for you to auto-tune that. This was a lot more genuine than last week.
Yeah, that felt very sincere.
Yeah. You can find us at amateurterror.com.
That's our website. There, it's very easy to become a questionnaire yourself. There's a form. You fill it out. You ask us a question. We answer it.
Boom. A questionnaire makes me think of, like, a musketeer.
I don't know why. I was thinking of, like, the Mouseketeer.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Disney.
Yeah.
Imagineer. A Disney Imagineer.
Imagineer?
Yeah, oh. And then like an amateur tarot questionnaire.
Hung God.
Yeah.
Now we're getting fencing into it. I don't know why.
Why not?
Where else can they ask a question, Ben?
They can ask us a question at our phone number, 314-325-6047. Just say that every week. Well, every other week. Twice. Say it twice. And then in like a year, you'll have memorized it. But basically, you can call that number, leave us a voicemail. You can text that number, leave us a text. And in the body of that voicemail or text, it's a question that you want us to answer, and then we'll do it.
We will.
We live to serve.
We also just kind of stumbled into amateur memorization podcast.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that we can TM.
Okay. In the family of amateur, the amateur family of products.
The amateur family of products.
Products. TM products.
You could also find
seems us. Like a word you're not supposed to say. Reminds me of like buttocks. Products.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much describes our podcasts. Our products.
Your products is in the podcast shorts?
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds even worse.
Yeah.
All right. Go on to what you were going to say.
If you want to interact with us and other lols and get in on some nitty-gritty stuff, you can do that in the Facebook group, and that's facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
Kevin is on Twitter. He's building a brand slowly, but like a rock carved by water or whatever they say, that's what's happening here.
Yeah, very, like very slowly. Yeah. I'm going to say by this time there will be, by this the time that this episode airs, there will be content on that podcast.
That's a huge promise for at Scouts Tarot.
Yep.
Check that out.
Check it. You can find Ben at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com. He writes things sometimes. But he also, like, even though he's not putting out new content, I am sure you haven't caught up on all the old content that's on there.
5 years of Ted.
5 years of weekly Ben's thoughts.
So that's like 250 things.
That's a lot on there.
Yeah. So check that out. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would be supremely helpful because it helps other people find the show. It really does matter when you give us 5 stars and a nice sentence or two about why you like the show. Thank you.
Finally, item number 9.
Another thank you.
Thank you to.
Thank you to.
Thank you to. Thank you to doors.
Okay. Go on. Or just, that's it.
They're an entryway into the home. They're an entryway into this office, into a new room.
They're a band.
They're a band. You can close them and not be with the people that you're trying to get away from.
Yep.
Doors are cool.
Doors are good.
Spoiler alert. Magic is real. Was Walt Whitman, he's the one that wrote
Leaves of Grass.
What's that?
Leaves of Grass, right? That's Walt Whitman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walden?
No, that's Thoreau.
It's one of them that went, yeah, Thoreau. Where he like went and like stayed on like this remote cabin.
Yeah.
But do you know that like his mom would bring him lunch every day and really? His like sister or his girlfriend would come and clean the cabin? No, I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's just like, what?
It feels like cheating.
It's 100% cheating.